This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 13th of December, 1961. The title of this lecture is Assessing 3D. This tape is 92 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
All right, this is 13 deck, AD 11, right? Oh dear. How sad some of these people look. And how bright some others look. Well, they go up and they go down. And some go up and some go down. And it hasn't anything to do with the auditing. Well, anyhow. I want to give you a little more data here about putting a 3D package together. Now, at the time I'm speaking to you, there is no cinch. Nothing on this criteria should be taken as a lead pipe cinch in this stuff I'm about to give you. These are indicators. And as soon as we've got a lead pipe cinch figured out, why, I'll give you the lead pipe cinch. But until that time, let me give you what thinking there is on it. A 3D package is as good as it is assessed. And that's all it is. It's as good as it is assessed. You get an assessment on a PC which is well done. You get your list. You bleed down for any other items on the meter. You make sure there are no further items on the meter. And you make sure that the reaction on your question, are there any more items, is not an ARC break. You know, more people have gotten hooked with that. You know, they can stack up to 1,000 terminals with the greatest of ease by simply saying each time, are there any more terminals? And the PC is ARC broke, gets an ARC break reaction on the needle, and then flounders around and digs up some terminals, and the auditor never says, is this question an ARC break? At which time he would find out, yes, by God, it sure is. And then you get your list no. That is, that the meter then is bled down. The only thing that gets in the road of that, however, is that ARC break reaction. Therefore, you get a complete list. Be sure when you've bled down the meter that your list is complete. And that is your complete list. Now, your PC from time to time will want to add another item or two. This is fine. And if he wants to add them, you put them down. Now, as you assess this, it assesses quite mechanically. If your rudiments are in, you will get reaction. And if the rudiments are in, you will get the item. And it doesn't take any long Egyptian dream of eternity to assess the thing out. It's just brr, pang. And you're taking much, you must adjust your viewpoint of how long it takes to get a 3D item. The longest one is the goal. Why? Because you have nothing in view, nothing. It is just a wide desert, and you're staring across this uneven, monotonous plain. This is life. And there's nothing showing. And until you get a goal, you haven't got a handle onto the goal's problem mass. But as soon as you've got a goal, now it may turn out to be the op goal, but you've got a goal. You've got something that reacts. You've got something that stays in. Now, get that. Make sure it's the only one. Make sure it's right and take off from there. Get your next item. If this item does not pan out rapidly and there seems to be a lot of trouble concerning this particular item and it seems to be all tangled up, try for another item. Just don't keep beating the PC to pieces. Well, look, you've got a goal. We don't care what goal it is. Let's get a goal in opposition to it. Terminal unknown. If we can't get the op terminal, well, let's try to get the op goal. All right. And maybe we couldn't get the op goal at a lick and a promise and quickly, you see. We can't get that op goal either. It apparently, every time we speak of opposition to this PC, the PC goes, right? Well, let's get something on the PC's side then. We've got a goal. We're fairly sure it's the PC's goal. At least at this stage of the game, we can assume that it's the PC's goal. So, let's get his modifier. And finding his modifier is a very simple proposition. If the PC is bogged down on finding his op goal or op terminal, he will pep up on finding his modifier. And if he doesn't pep up on finding his modifier, you've already got the opposition goal. That's why you couldn't find it. Simple. So, anyway, if we've got his goal and modifier, and we haven't got an op term and an op goal yet, you know, we can find his terminal and then find the opposition terminal to that terminal. See how many ways we can weave this thing. We don't care how many ways we're going to weave it. Don't get the idea that you can spend session after session after session after session looking for a 3D item. This is balderdash. This is complete nonsense. It does not take very long to find a 3D item. It takes about 1 hour once the goal is found. So you just might as well settle your sights on that particular target and realize that if you can't get a full 3D package on somebody after you've got the goal, if you can't wrap this up in about 10 hours, that you certainly are bucking the tiger in some way or another. And the usual way it is because you have been too optimistic, and you have taken the PC before the PC was prepared for an assessment. That is the first biggest fault. Your next fault on the thing is that you are looking for items you've got. That's the next biggest error that auditors are making. They're looking for items they already have. Now, how is that? They have found a goal, only it turns out to be the opposition goal, so when they try to find the opposition goal, they've got it. So, of course, they can't find it. See, they've got a terminal, but they keep looking for the opposition terminal to the goal or something of the sort, only they're looking for it on a bias, you see. They've got the op term. They haven't got the terminal. So you look and look and look and look and look and look for an item if you already have it. And you won't find it. It's there. You've already got it. It's there it is. You see what I'm talking about now? All right. Now you play this thing crisscrossed. In other words, and if something starts giving you trouble, you find something else, and it'll start clarifying. But remember, you're taking apart a piece of black porridge that's full of string that has been made with the best quality glue, and it's a horrible mess, and it is just lucky as the devil that the goal sticks out. That is just lucky, because that's the only handle you've got. That's why you must try to get the original goals list of a PC, the first one he ever wrote. That's why you must take any terminal that ran well earlier on the case, the first terminal that ran well on the case, and assess from there. That's in patching up cases and getting cases that have already been run on routine 3 and so forth. You must use these items because you aren't going to find another one. You're going to find another subordinate package that will never collide with a goals problem mass. And you can run the PC practically forever if you're not using the original items. That's something to know. So when patching them up, you say, well, what was the goal found on you? To shoot cats. All right, that's fine. Now, what was the terminal that was run? A cat shooter. All right. That, so far as you're concerned, is the entrance to the 3D package. That was the first goal and the first terminal. That was the entrance to the 3D package. This has been run on somebody, don't you see? This person's already come up to free needle with a goals problem mass still floating around in their vicinity, ready to key in someplace up the track. Right? So those are the things you use, and you try to put a 3D together. Now you will find that most of your routine 3 cases, which failed and which did not go clear, were being run on their opposition terminal, possibly with the opposition goal. And this must be a great number of them. Must be a lot of them were found wrong way, too. All right. Therefore, although you've taken the person's goal, this person's been audited to clear. Let's go that extreme. Or not audited to clear, we don't care, but he's been previously assessed and audited. Let's take those items which have already been done on the case. Of course, if he's gone clear, prima facie evidence the fact that you had the right goal and the right terminal. Now you've got to go and audit it so as to find the goal's problem mass. So you've got to have the op term and the op goal and the modifier and the rest of this package. And you're liable to wind up here with somebody who had a beautiful floating free needle, and just about the time you looked for the modifier, it all went clank again. In other words, you keyed it in. You didn't stand around waiting for life to key it in. So it goes clank. So now you're going to find the Gold's problem mass, and you're going to shoot it full of holes, and this person then will come out at the other end if you do any kind of a good job at all, and the needle will go free again, and this clear will stay stable, and he won't be clear on just one dynamic, you see? All right, now the person who has been audited endlessly on routine 3 but has never gone clear, this is another proposition. By the rules of the game, just a fluke, you might have his right goal and his right terminal, but somehow or another it hasn't stacked up right, or something or other, but the high probabilities are that they were auditing the wrong side. But you still take it because it's probably part of the 3D package. Now, you don't take it as complete evidence that it is the 3D package. See, you don't take that as complete evidence. But you know the person was audited on it. Maybe it was a bad job of assessment, and maybe it's a lot of things, and maybe the reads aren't very big on it, and maybe there's going to be a lot of trouble about it. Well, you're an auditor. That's what you inherit, trouble. All right. So this situation, then, integrates on the basis that you take this unsuccessfully run 3 case, routine 3 case, and those are simply conditional. Those are nothing but conditionals. It was a probable goal. It was the probable terminal. That's all. And then try to check out a 3D from there. Well, now you can crisscross a 3D from there. You can probably arrive at the Gold's problem mass, and you'll eventually perhaps even lose the original terminal they were run on. How do you do that? You find the opposition terminal, the opposition goal, and then you find a modifier, and then you go back and you take their terminal. And now you try to find an opposition terminal to it, and if it's not the one you found for a 3D package, it wasn't right. See? So you can check this thing out. Now you can do other things. You can take the terminal, find the opposition terminal to it, and then find a goal for the opposition goal for the opposition terminal, or a goal for it. Check that. Find out if this matches against the goal. And then find a modifier, and then find a new terminal. The whole terminal disappears. It was simply used as a leader. Do you see how you could do that? Well, when you finally get through, you should have all 5 items of the 3D package checking out uniformly. They all ought to tick the same way. Click, 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 click. And incidentally, for your amusement, your first prehab level ticks exactly the same as the rest of the package. And if you haven't got a package on 3D that goes click, 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 click 5 times, there is something wrong with it. So what do? You get the rudiments in, you straighten it all out, and you check it across. It isn't that the whole package is wrong. Some of that package is probably right. But some of the package will null, and some of the package will stay with you. So you take the package that stayed with you, and you get crisscrosses, you get what would oppose a cat shooter, see? And then you put in a new terminal, you do a new assessment there and get a new something or other in there. And you keep working it on a cross play, don't you see? Until you finally got 5 items that will stand up and stay in. And then you've got a 3D package. But even then you're not sure the package is in proper order. Now having a 3D package and having one all arranged for the PC are 2 different things. You can have 5 items. And they all stack up beautifully. You've got them all assessed, all the items null, they all read the same. But you haven't found yet who is the PC. Now, when I first entered into this, it seemed to me to be a very easy thing because I simply asked the PC, and there was no doubt in the PC's mind as to which one the PC was. But since running it, and since it's been in your hands, there's apparently considerable doubt and argument as to which one the PC is. So a piece has gone astray here, so we need a regulator for this thing. Now, once you've got the package, that simply means that all the parts of the package check out, and there isn't one part of it going null and coming back and going null and coming back. Now, mind you, you can get a bouncer modifier. The only thing that is wrong with all of this is you can get a bouncer modifier that makes the whole package flicker. If you had a modifier but always be late, you're liable to get the whole package on a quarter of a second latent read. You know that? It's quite amusing. I mean, the package is obeying the modifier. So there isn't any great certainty there, but look, the chances of your getting five items that all read a quarter of a second late are so remote, it is the package. See? The modifier has a lot to do with the behavior of it. Now, if you want to get rid of a modifier, all you have to do is de-intensify it. Just chant the bouncers and deniers and so forth to PC. A very crude operation, but it can be done that crudely. Leave, 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 leave everything, leave everything, leave everything, leave everything, leave everything, leave everything. All of a sudden the thing will read. Of course it won't read very long because you haven't pulled the bottom off of it yet, and it'll charge up again. But you can at least get a discharge to a point where you can make it read. And if you can make a modifier read that way, you can make the whole package read for a short time. Interesting, isn't it? It won't be until you run it that you actually get charge off of it. Now, those are criteria of selecting a package. It does require a bit of auditor skill. But less skill, ordinarily, than you would imagine. It's basically selecting each one of the items is a simple mechanical job of getting the list complete and then getting it all null with the rudiments in. Now, I'll give you a check to find out whether or not the rudiments are in. At any given time, if you have a proven part of a 3D package, you can say that to the PC. If you get a reaction, the rudiments are in. If you don't get a reaction, the rudiments are out, period. Very quick way to find out if your rudiments are straight. Very, very quick. All right, therefore, if you've got a part of the 3D package that has been proved out, well, you can always find out if the rudiments are in or out, and you can always find out what the rest of the package ought to look like. Well, now, will you please get clever, and when you're nulling a list down, look for the reaction of the proved out part of the package. Where is that reaction on the list? Don't be a knucklehead. See? The thing is a tiny rock slam. And when you're busy nulling a list, you notice there's a tiny rock slam on this, you notice there's a tiny rock slam on that, and a tiny rock slam on that. You bleed down the list very carefully. Are there any more items? No, are there no more items? So therefore, you've got it. It's in one of those rock slams. Go ahead and null out the list, but you know what it's going to be before the PC finds out. Then you're proving by nulling. You're not finding with nulling. You give me the original list of a couple of 3D items, I can run down them with an E-meter, if I've got one proven item, and I can tell you what it will be. It'll be that one, or it'll be that one. And that's it. Won't be any of the others. One of these two is locked on the other one. Sometimes you're unfortunate enough to have a PC who's so jammed and he's got 5, 8, 10 items locked on one. Because they're all locked onto the goal's problem mass, but you have to be awfully close to the middle of it to get an actual exact reaction to the goal. You got the goal is a small theta bop, let's say. They seldom are, but let's say it's a theta bop, and you're going down this list, and you see that a rat, that goes, and a cage goes. Well, use your head. Rats have cages. Cages will blow off, leaving a rat. You usually know the 3D item before you've assessed it. You go down that list once, pang, if you know what your goal reaction was. Now, you don't force this on the PC. This is just to make you sure. You don't force it on the PC. You don't bother to tell the PC anything about it at all. It's none of his business. After all, it's just his bank. Okay. All right. But there's ways that you can spot this thing. And if you can't wind up with five items, all of which have an identical reaction on your needle, you haven't got a 3D package, and that's all there is to it. But let us say we've gotten to that stage by the standard assessments which you are doing, and we now find ourselves in this interesting position. Who is what? Which is what? Now, in some large percentage, much, much better than three-quarters of the cases you audit, you will have no difficulty with this whatsoever. But the remainder have the opposition terminal is so close to the terminal, and the opposition goal is so close to the PC's goal that these things flip around like a merry-go-round. There's always something happens to destroy the serenity of our ways. And that is what is happening at this particular moment. Therefore, as I mentioned to you in the last lecture, I have been on the track of this, and I've gone a little bit further onto the track of this. And what is not absolute about this lecture is about what I'm about to give you right this minute. Apparently, this is the way it fits. Here is a test you can make. You can take the probable terminal of the PC and the opposition terminal, the probable opposition terminal. You put them down on a sheet of paper and you write down U term, op term, see, whatever they are. See, U, water buck, tiger. All right. Now, all you have to do is say to the PC, how would you, or what would you do to solve problems, or what would you use to solve problems? And I suppose, what would you use to solve problems, or how would you go about solving problems, or what would you do to solve the problem? And you write this down under U. See, and you write down. He'll give you 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 of them. We don't care how many. All right, and then we take the terminal and we say, what would a water buck do to solve a problem? Or how would a water buck solve a problem? Whatever registers so that you can get pre-have level type words out of the PC. And we make a long list, 8, 10 ways the water buck would be solving problems. And then we take a tiger. Now, how would a tiger solve problems? And we make a long list here of how a tiger solves problems. Now we've got three lists. We ignore you. That simply made it interesting. We put it in there so the PC will start differentiating amongst these things, don't you see? It's a very good auditing action. It's one of these little one-shot things. The PC says, hey, what do you know? You know, that's the end of it. I mean, it doesn't go any further than that. You don't use these things for anything. You're not making up your pre-have scale. Don't do that. Because he will never think of the proper words to solve problems. If you ask a PC at any given moment, if you made him memorize the pre-have scale and then rattle it off to you, he would leave out all of those levels on which he should be run. We've tested that. It was very interesting. Peter and Mary Sue, the first time I came down with a pre-have scale for the course down in Joburg, I handed it over to them, and they'd remembered it, you see, from something I'd given them the night before, and they told the students all about it, and they both left out protect. Isn't that interesting? Both had left protect out of the thing, and protect was hot on both of their cases. So this is no action, then, by which you get a pre-have scale. You could probably blow it up to that point with a meter bleed, and you could be very, very upset. And I imagine someplace if you found yourself in Arcturus and you didn't have a pre-have scale and no textbooks and that sort of thing, you did this to several people and bled a meter down each time or strained at it terribly, you would finally wind up with something like a pre-have scale, an auxiliary pre-have scale. That would be one way to get one. But let's look this over now, and let's find out that the PC's terminal is the lowest on the tone scale. Not the highest, but the lowest. Now, the earliest work I did in Routine 3 is quite interesting in the way the assessment is done, and you still have a relic of this in some of the early descriptions of assessing. And it says you go up the scale until you start to get a rising needle. Remember this one? You go up the scale until you start to get a rising needle, and you come back down again because there's no sense going any higher. Now, that one is quite interesting. Because the op term is always higher toned. The tiger, to your state of mind, is a ravening, treacherous, lousy, verminous tramp, see? But to the PC, the tiger is knightly, charming, beautiful, sleek, lovely, What would a tiger use to solve problems? Diplomacy. And it frankly will be at such variance with anything. You might have a proper picture of the beast, and you also might have a proper improper picture of the beast. Who cares? But it's just very high tone. Now, I've found this out empirically. I've looked around, and I've gotten some of the reactions on it, and they're always very high-toned. The op term is high-toned. That's very interesting, isn't it? I'll tell you the why of this in just a moment, but it's really crazy. You have the... It doesn't mean that it's a higher-toned terminal. That is to say, the op term might well be a drunken bum on Skid Row. See? That doesn't prove anything by the name of the terminal. But a drunken bum on Skid Row, and how would he solve problems? By being sweet to everyone. By being friendly. By being interested in other people's problems. And it'll be a wild show, let me tell you, man. It's going to be high tone. This is an empirical guesstimate right at this time about how this thing goes. All right. And the PC's terminal, a water buck. A water buck uses treachery, meanness, sets traps, is socially unacceptable in general. How does he solve problems? How does he solve problems? By being vicious. By biting tigers. Now, you'll be peculiarly struck by the fact that these three lists are so different. And that is really what makes the Goals Problem Mass a Goals Problem Mass. Because these terminals, as you first look at them in the PC, are in violent disagreement. And remember that a meter reads disagreement. So a Goals Problem Mass, of course, is piled up because you doesn't agree with a water buck, because a water buck doesn't agree with a tiger, because it's all a complete mishmash mess. And they use, and the first indicator is they use entirely different mechanisms of solving problems. So, of course, there's no agreement amongst them at all. And you'll see that mirrored in those three lists. It's quite an amusing action. It is sufficiently amusing that at the beginning of your next session, I'm going to ask you to do this little action just for fun if your PC is being has got a 3D package, or even if the PC only has a terminal and an op term as part of the package. Do this one, and you will see what I'm talking about. It'll sound goofy even to the PC. So there's the methods of solving problems. Now, the PC's terminal is the one the PC has the most reality on. Now, this has gotten mixed up over the years, and some of the data given out by Routine 3 about the terminal being highest toned should be interpreted this way. The terminal is higher toned than the PC. We don't know what the PC is. We haven't got a clue what he means by you, and he sure hasn't either. You is just something which is just up in seventh cloud nine. It's some kind of a combination of terminals or something or other, but it certainly had nothing to do with a thetan. It doesn't mean you a thetan. It just is you. The Lord knows who you is. It's some kind of a crisscross combination and a mishmash and a saintly idea of what he should be doing or shouldn't be doing. But the thetan actually is on the minus tone scale. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a false identity sitting in your auditing chair called Bessie Ann or something like this. See? That thetan wouldn't have a false identity if he weren't on the minus tone scale. He would be standing up throwing flitter around the room. That's about that. A thetan who could be interested would be pretty close to visible. That's very high. A thetan who, all by himself, without any dependency on any mist or anything else, could exert control directly, hasn't been seen on the track since Merlin. Okay, so your PC is lying, actually, as a theta. It's down in the minus tone scale. And the PC goes upscale as you run the Gold's problem mass out, and the PC's terminal goes downscale, and the op term tends to remain more or less the same. The op term is simply the op term, and it doesn't have too much to do with anything. Except it sure has an influence on the Gold's problem mass. Now, we'll go into that in a moment. I'll give you some more of this conjectural material. The height on tone scale, then, is we know the theta's going to be on the minus tone scale, so we're not going to worry about U because that doesn't mean anything. But as far as the terminal is concerned, it's going to be fairly low on the actual tone scale. The op term is going to be fairly high on the tone scale. Somatics. If you run 3D levels on the PC, and you are running the PC properly as his own terminal, you are going to develop somatics. Somatics are going to develop. Rough ones, bad ones, enough to make any PC cut and run. It may take him a long time to move up to the point of feeling that much, but he's going to feel them. And they're rough. Now, why are they rough? Well, that's the reality of the case. That is how come the terminal is fixed there. The terminal is fixed there because any time it shifts, it hurts. So the PC doesn't let it shift. So he holds it in place, because if it ever moved, it'd hurt. Now, in view of the fact that he doesn't want this to hurt, some PCs would rather not run their own terminal. You get a condition there of a PC rather protesting against this and not really wanting to run his own terminal. Because it hurts. He'll scream like a banshee on the thing. Now, the somatics are developed out of masses, and these masses may at first be invisible to the PC or not really directly sensed by the PC, but are actually resident inside the PC's body because they surround the thetan. The thetan is a mass of energy and mass. That's why he can't go anyplace and why he can't do the things anymore. He's in a trap of his own making, and this we call a valence. But it is a mass package. And as you run the person, this somatic area should move closer and closer into the body and finally take up residence in the body. It gets worse before it gets better. Believe me, running a Gold's problem mass always gets worse and worse and worse before it gets any better. The PC then, health-wise, does not necessarily appear to get better at all, but on the contrary, appears to get worse, but they are more cheerful about it. All right. Now, that is an indicator. Now, if you've chosen the opposition terminal, and you're running the PC as the opposition terminal, the PC appears to be blown upon. The PC sort of, their eyebrows sort of tend to vanish, you know, and they sort of so on, and they get watery-eyed, and so on. It doesn't mean that they won't get roughed up running their own terminal. They're going to get roughed up badly, but it's a peculiar set of things. And a great peculiarity is connected with this, because it's something out there which is pushing them here. The winds of space, a very good descriptive thing, because this could be, well, it starts to make their body disappear. Let me say that. The front of their body starts disappearing as far as the sensory perception goes. I know that occurs. Instead of getting somatics in their body starts to vanish. There's a different sensation involved in the thing. And when you get some reality on it, it's better than my describing it to you. The next thing is the sec check responses. Oh, you didn't think that one would come up and root. If you look over the old 75-hour sec checks of the PC, the PC is always answering on the mores of his own terminal. That is a little law. When sec checked, before a 3D is run, the PC only answers on the mores of his own terminal. And you can look that over and decide whether it's you've got a water buck. Well, has the PC been giving you the mores of a water buck, or has the PC been giving you the mores of a tiger? You can look that over. You could also differentiate the goal and the outgoal the same way. This requires judgment, but it is a check. You can check up on this, and you'll find it is an interesting thing to check up on. You'll find that uniformly this PC has been telling you now, I'm a tiger. I'm a tiger, that's what I am, of course. Us tigers always are very rough people, and I am a tiger, and there's no doubt about this. Well, if you miss the fact that his head is being pushed off backwards, if you miss this fact, because it might be missed by you, you can look it up on his sex checks. Have his crimes been the crimes of a tiger, or have his crimes been the crimes of a water buck? You'll find that it's very hard pickings and so forth, but once you get the pattern and once you get the thread of it, now that you know these two terminals, you wouldn't be able to make any sense out of it before that, but you know you've got two terminals. You know you've got one is an op term and one is a terminal. If you go through their old sec checks, you'll find that their sec check answers agree with one of the terminals, and that is the PC's terminal. That's quite a fascinating. If you look that over, and I think you'll find out that's more or less quite amusing. They would be giving you the kind of answer while you're being sec checked that terminal would give, and they won't ever give the op term kind of answer. They just won't ever give it. You just don't see it. I'll tell you why that is in a moment too. Next, the PC doesn't like his terminal. This is quite normal. At first, the PC is very intrigued and very interested and thinks this is fine. But on a careful check of this type of terminals, you'll find there have been periods in his life when he didn't like this terminal. That is fairly true. Now, more importantly, as the PC is run, the PC will get into a giddy hatred of the terminal. They would think that terminal is just something they want nothing to do with. That terminal is just no good. That is the end of that. The terminal just isn't worth beans or buttons. They don't like it. Now, it depends. The degree of overwhelm has a lot to do with this, but sooner or later, either at the beginning, with very little overwhelm, PC says, well, all right, so I'm a water buck. All right, yeah, well, that's very interesting. Water buck. Well, thank heavens we got it straightened out. Yeah, I always have been sort of prancing around. Yeah, I always have. Always was interested in water buck. It's gone. It's fine. You run it. Everything's fine. First session. Well, I don't really think much of a water buck, you know. I never have, you know. Well, the auditor could be shaken at this moment. What? This person is a water buck and doesn't like water bucks. Well, that doesn't make sense. But he goes on and he runs it. A few days go by at the outside with any terminal, and the PC says, this is a lousy terminal, you know. It is just no good. A water buck, this is no good. They go around drinking water. I don't think they're so hot myself. I finally come up with this as an adjudication. Now, it sometimes runs through from the beginning and sometimes sets in after several sessions. But at some time or another, this one sets in. And it's quite normal for them to have no real reaction toward the op term. The op term is just something that is there. It just is. They have no real emotional reaction. Or they've been mad about op terms. They've been upset about op terms from time to time. Yes, they'll tell you, that's my whole trouble, the op term. And they never amplify it at all. It's the most amazing thing you ever listen to. Yes, that's my whole trouble, and that's all the trouble I have been in, and yes, I've been terribly emotional about this op term. Tigers, they've just been the bane of my existence since time immemorial. That's right. Okay. You put it in the audit and command, they never make any comments on it at all. You get some kind of an auditing response like, tell me a problem with a tiger, the op term. Oh, how to find a place to sleep. Well, how might you solve that problem, you know, whatever it is. Thinking about it or whatever the level is. That's it. That. There's no emotional adjustment over here in the area of the opterm. But the water buck goes up and down. All right, tell me a problem about a water buck. How to kill one of the goddamn things. All right, how might thinking about it solve that problem? Well, I get to think about dying and he die. how would a water buck, what problem would a water buck have, whatever it is? Sitting feeling lonely someplace. How to have friends. You're getting emotional changes on the terminal. So you can, if you're running a PC on the wrong terminal, you tend to get a monotone response. You know, no real change of emotionalism on the subject terminal. All the same kind of problem, all about it, the same emotional tone. That's just a tendency. But the op term doesn't shift around, but the terminal sure does. All right, the next item here. If you're running a PC on the op term, you get nothing but motivator, 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 motivator. You just get motivators, nothing but motivators. They've never done anything. They've just been run over. And you're running this guy on a tiger, and I tell you, tigers have just been eaten up by water bucks, and they've been shot by water bucks, and they've been scalded by water bucks, and they've been dragged all over by water bucks. And it's just terrible what those water bucks have done. That water buck is just the lousiest brute that I ever heard of, and he's especially mean to tigers. And that's kind of going to be your response level. Well, that isn't any lead pipe certainty, but it's an indicator if you've got that responses. All right. Now, why would a PC give you the wrong terminal? Now, let's get into the guts of this situation. Why would the PC give you the wrong terminal? You got the op term, he says, that's my terminal. Well, the PC attempts to withhold his terminal. And there's a large secret contained in it all, it all, it all. And that's why you find the terminal last. It's best, actually, to find the terminal last, because the PC tends to withhold his terminal. I'll go into more than that. Isn't withholding the op term, but is withholding his terminal. This is why sec checks are so vital as preparatory maneuvers. It tells you at once why you should have sec checks. Because what is it? It's giving up, withholds. And if you've got a person who is obsessively withholding, they will cover their terminal. All right, now let's go into a long, drawn out story of what it probably is all about, huh? But once upon a time there was a Thetan, and he trying to do something or other, and get some kind of an activity going. He got tired of standing outside certain types of clouds looking at the change of light colors in them. He began to think that was dull. And he found there was something wrong in the universe. And that's his terminal. So he up and decided to make that thing right, and he decided to eradicate that thar item, and he decided to make nothing of it like he was. And he decided to abolish that terminal. Now, there's probably a little prior step to all this. Before he started to abolish it, he probably had a common goal with it. He probably had some association with it of some kind or another. There was a very pleasant association before he decided it was all bad. That got him pinned in good. But we won't bother with the early history of that for the moment. We will just say that he did decide, because man is basically good, that this thing was basically evil, and that he must end it. So he went on a career, and he has had a career ever since of ending this terminal. And of course, the more overts he got against it, the more he got away from it, the more he snapped into it. And he eventually wound up with a complete OW package and a total interiorization into the terminal. Now, it works like this. That thing which you have overts against, you must originally have had some basic agreement with. So you were pals with this thing at some time or another, but you weren't it. But you could coexist with it very nicely. And then you developed a bunch of overts on it and differentiated from it. And you committed overts to ensure your differentiation. You began to be worried about being it. You decided this thing was pretty evil, so you developed some overts, and you did overts to differentiate so that you could get away from it. You decided this was the bad thing to be, so you didn't want it to be around it anymore, and you decided to kick it off and skip it. And so you developed overts. You didn't just do this just accidentally for the hell of it. You really started developing overts. And that made you move away from it. And that, at one time or another, on the past track, was the method how you didn't become something. See, that's how you prevented yourself from becoming something. You developed some overts, and you withheld from it, and that differentiated you from it. Well, that, of course, was a cure. And as we always have cures for cures for cures, what happened after that is after a person had done sufficient overts and sufficient withholds, he snapped into it and became it. And that is the exact cycle. Agreement with it, overts and withholds against it to differentiate, and when differentiation could no longer be totally established, snap into it and become it. Now, that is the condition the PC is in with regard to, apparently, his own terminal. It is the one thing that he has the most overts against on the track. Man, there are times when he has walked up and down Main Street of Hooplaville carrying banners saying, "Down with Waterbucks." Down with Waterbucks. The trouble with this whole civilization is totally assignable only and entirely to Waterbucks. I can prove it to you conclusively. In fact, we've got one in captivity over here, so he goes over and tortures it to death. bum thing, these Waterbucks. He's going to fix everything up. Well, so he's gone on a kind of an in-and-out cycle on this thing, and it depends totally on the individual, how often he's gone into it and how often he's come out of it and how often he's decided, now if I pick up a body in northern Mongolia where there aren't any water bucks of any kind whatsoever, and if I carefully don't think of water bucks at all, I will be all right. He'll get to that stage, you see. And then war comes along, somebody drops a magazine out of an airplane, and there's a picture of water bucks. That's all. And suddenly he feels sort of strange. He feels sort of more massy than he did before, but he can't tell what it was. It hadn't anything to do with that. See, it's a totally unknown situation. See, his withholds against it amount to withholding it. He's trying to keep this thing from operating, so he's withholding it. So he's withholding it from operation in life. He's withholding things about it. He's withholding things against it. He's doing overts to it. He's differentiating from it. And eventually he gets to a point where he withholds it and he doesn't even remember it. And is it all the time some kind of a horror story, you know? The Satan has finally wound up the one thing in the universe that he wanted nothing to do with. He is. Quite a game. So anyway, at the other end of the spout, you ask him for this thing. One of his first reactions may be to withhold it. So I'm a tiger. Us tigers, us very noble tigers, who are so calm and serene, and who are always right. Well, now why does he do this? The op term is actually the ally of the Thetan in the destruction of the terminal. And that's what makes the package look so dizzy. He is not the Opterm. But he and the Opterm at one time or another were pals, but then because he's used the Opterm to destroy the terminal, he's used the tiger to destroy the water buck so often, he also has trouble with tigers now. So he has trouble with water bucks and tigers now when you pick him up, see? But him and tigers have tried like mad to destroy water bucks. And he is right in there pitching on the subject of tigers. He'd hate to see tigers wiped out because they really do a nice job of destroying water bucks. You let a nice lot of tigers loose and they'll destroy an awful lot of water bucks. But at the same time, he's saying water bucks should be protected from tigers because he is a water buck. So what a dizzy situation. Now that dizziness of that situation is why it makes it difficult for you to pick out the water bucks from the tigers. But of course, the Opterm is the PC's strongest ally for the destruction of the terminal. And don't think at any time the PC has any other goal than the destruction of the terminal. The terminal, however, has so overwhelmed him that some of its goals and thinkingness towards survival have overwhelmed his desire to destroy it. So he goes on a flicker. He comes in for a session. Oh, ow. Let's wipe this water buck out this session, you know. Ah, let's get in there and add it. Let's damn water bucks and so forth. Let's get in there and square around and so forth. He comes in the next session. Us water bucks. Well, we've got to get those tigers. It's pretty sad, but we got to get them. The last thing in the world the PC will do is wipe out the Opterm. So you're just in for the... It won't necessarily damage the PC. It'll blow his head off and ruin his eyesight and a few things like this temporarily and upset him and so on. But the main thing you're doing is just wasting auditing. Because he isn't going to do anything to the tiger. He isn't going to do a thing to the tiger. Tiger's going to stay right there. When you finally get the goals problem mass all torn apart, that tiger's going to be in the same state he was in before you started auditing a water buck, which is quite remarkable. In spite of all the questions you have about tigers in your command sheets, just realize that those questions are going exactly no place except to straighten out water bucks. That's the only reason you brought the tiger in there at all, is to straighten out water bucks. Now, if you know that anatomy of the package, it'll make more sense to you about all this. But him and the Opterm is really pals. They're bosom buddies. In spite of how he natters about it. You can take a period in his life, this PC's life or her life, 10 years ago, and you will find her in a tremendous amount of trouble with tigers. Tigers were offensive. Tigers were upsetting 10 years ago. They were very upsetting. They kept picking on her. Always motivators. Tigers picked on her. Tigers upset her 10 years ago. Yes, she's very happy to have the run this terminal, tigers, because they were so upsetting. All during her early career, tigers, day and night, nag, nag, nag. If it hadn't been for tigers, she'd amount to something today. See his long scratches? Look at that. Now, how could I have won the Miss America Beauty Contest with these long scratches? Answer me that. You're talking to 100% water buck. That's all. You're not talking to the PC. Next day, the PC's kind of gotten up a little bit, you see, and get an entirely different story about this thing. Damn those water bucks, and we don't hear anything about tigers at all, see, never hear a word about them. Okay. So they oscillate between being their terminal and damning their terminal. And, of course, while they're being their terminal, they're against anything that is against that terminal. And while being themselves, they are against the terminal. Now you have to sort this out. That's all, because that's it. You're trying really on the sheet, the 3D form, apparently, to find the opposition terminal. And if you haven't got the reactive mind straight and what this is all about straight, you, of course, will think you're asking for the opposition terminal to the PC. Yeah, that's a vastly different thing. The opposition terminal to the PC is the PC's terminal. No, the opposition terminal that you want to get hold of is merely the opposition to the PC's terminal. The PC is hardly there at all. But the PC has a long history of the destruction of water bucks. And man, can the PC find problems and incidents on the subject of water bucks. And let me tell you, they just run out of answers on the subject of tigers. Problem with a tiger. Well, problem with a tiger. Find a place to sleep. All right, that's good. Yeah. They think about it. That's right. Good. Well, problem with a tiger. Well, how to rest more. They'd think about it. Yeah, that's the answer. It's the way this foolishness had run. But you could actually, on the 7 December commands, while running it, listening to the PC's answers, eventually decide, hey, wait a minute, I got this thing all backwards. So you could eventually come a cropper straight into it, because you've got PC versus the opterm and PC versus the term are all in there. And the PC says, problem about a water buck, how to knock one off a cliff. Yeah. You get him thinking about something else, that's right. And he wouldn't watch me go, and he'd go, off the cliff. That's good. That's nice. Splash. That's real nice. That's good. All right. All right. Now, problem about a tiger. Well, how to pare his nails. All right. Good. And you get him thinking about his appearance, and that'd make him pare his nails. That's right. All right. Now, problem about a water buck. Well, how to dry water buck meat. You get some very bright man thinking about it, and he'd figure out a way to do it. Yeah, we got that one. All right. The problem about a tiger. Well, how to, how many stripes he has. And you listen to this, and you realize that you're looking over at some, this is a vast, calm vista that has nothing to do with the PC. The opterm is some vast vista, has nothing to do with the PC. But every once in a while, the PC will give you a nice answer like, problem about a water buck, well, how to just get him eaten alive by tigers, you see. Because that's actually what he's been trying to do for trillennia. He's been putting up this water buck and saying, tigers? Any tigers? Any tigers? Here. Water bucks. Look, water bucks. You wonder why deer manage to grow white tails that make themselves very visible across the landscape. Well, they're a 3D package, too. Well, now this gives you, as another aside, as part of the story, it gives you a very, very interesting view of humanity. All of the people they natter about are their best friends. And they're trying to destroy themselves. And that is not a cynical, but quite accurate picture of man. Why is it that all you had to do is put up a recruiting poster and have just millions of men swarm in for no pay, volunteering to go up against electronic cannon, dive off to other planets, plunge to the bottom of the sea? Why? At no pay? It's a so on. Should tell you. Should tell you a lot. It has puzzled greater men than we, because Edward Gibbon says courage must be the cheapest possible commodity in human values, because it's so easily hired in such vast armies so quickly. Well, it's a paraphrase. He actually missed the boat. He didn't even get down. He not only didn't drive onto the dock, he didn't even get down near the pier. There wasn't even water where he was. It had nothing to do with courage. It had to do totally with self-destruction. You advertise a war, all the water bucks take those water bucks up and put them in uniform and take them right over there and give them a firing machine gun someplace. They'll just stick that water buck up and they'll say, well, here I am dying in the service of my country. Oh, they're missing me. I mean, I'm bored. A Thetan is basically good. This is a good action which he has undertaken. All the way down the track, this was a good action. He's been trying to rid the world of these lice. He actually has been working at it very hard, and he should get a medal. But there it is. There it is. That's man. Not circa now, it's circa then. And back then, and back then, and back then, and back then. He's always been operating this way. Guy joins up. You can always spot this. Well, you can spot things like this about men, telling what they're doing and so forth. Person's on post. First few days they're on post, they look all right. After a few days, they start looking sort of dazed. And after a few days, start developing eyes. Difficulties. After a few days more, they little cough, chest, and so forth. That had been on the job 3 or 4 months. They look like something's been parting their hair with a bullet, you know. They've been hired, see, by their opposition terminal while being their terminal. But occasionally they're their terminal, so they're on the side of the opposition terminal against themselves. You follow this out. They're on the side of the upturn. See, what they did was join up and are continuously confronted by their opposition terminal. See, that's the corporation. Let's say they got a job in a corporation. Their upturn maybe is corporations, big businesses, see. So while they're there, they've turned the winds of space on themselves, you see. They just got it turned on to a high roar. And at the same time, they, of course, have joined the corporation in order to destroy whatever terminal they are being. So, while they're being the terminal, they are fantastically destructive to the corporation, except on the end of the week, at which time they are the corporation being fantastically destructive to terminals, to their own terminal, see? Mm-hmm. So much so, that you possibly could go into some large corporation, call in a large number of employees, look at those that look rather flat, whistle up those that look pretty flat and say, would you like a reduction in wages? We'll sign a contract by which we guarantee to reduce your wages, and in 2.5 years you will go broke. And those people would sign it. And they wouldn't sign, now we're going to pay you £10,000 a year and so forth. They wouldn't sign that contract. Everybody thinks wages are striking for, unions are striking for higher wages and shorter hours. No, unions are striking in an effort to wipe out working men. And if you give them a good opportunity, they could wipe out working men. You wouldn't have a sane employment, union, organizational, structural picture at any time, ever, until you got all the 3 D's out of all the employees and you got it all straight. And then all of a sudden, let it all straighten out, and it all run all right. Up to that time, there's going to be this weird one, this fellow who has every reason in the world. You keep looking at it this way. You say, well, he's got every reason in the world to do his job and mind his nose, keep his nose clean, and mind his own business, and so forth. He got every reason in the world to do this, and every reason in the world why he shouldn't go in the opposite direction, yet there he is in the opposite direction. You say to people, now take this crosswalk with the white lines on it. Now you always go across the street at this white line. And then they're going to walk down the street half a block and go across where there are no white lines, even though it's out of their road. You stand and watch a white line area sometime. You'll see people pass by the white line and go down the street about a quarter of a block or half a block and wait till the traffic is good and heavy, and then without looking to the right or left, cross at a slow walk to the other side. They got a water buck. They're going to say, who wants to hit him? And it's always such a shock to the Thetan to find out that it hurts them. This is an awful shock to them. That they didn't kill a water buck, they killed themselves. This is always the surprise. If you catch a failed suicide, he is always in a state of fantastic surprise. You get a fellow who almost made it, you know? And you got him just by the last beam as he was departing from the body and stuffed him back in his head again, or something of the sort, and you have somebody who said, but why did I commit suicide, you know? And life is so wonderful and so beautiful and so forth, and they go through some kind of a resurgence of some kind. Well, of course, what they found out is that they didn't kill their terminal, they killed themselves. And this was a vast shock to them. They're always getting shocked this way and always getting upset this way. But anybody who has a terminal has been trying to get rid of this terminal for a very long time, and you can say that his basic dedication and mission on the whole track was to dispose of the thing which you're going to run as his terminal. And of course, if you get the terminal, he'll cooperate like mad. And if you run the op term, you're not going to get cooperation. You're not going to get cooperation. It's not going to not. Why? What's this? Well, it's all right. He'll ride along. He feels safer on that side. So there's every reason in the world that Thetan would give you the wrong item. But let's go back and look at what was true about it, and we find out that the op term is usually the high, high on the tone scale, higher than the terminal, that when run, the terminal, if the PC is run on the terminal, it turns on somatics. The sec check responses always agree with the terminal, not the op term. The PC shows a reality and a like and a dislike and a disgust and a this or that or the other thing. He's got some misemotional connotation with regard to his terminal. And when you run the op term, you get the winds of space. You get no real somatics. You just get a discomfort. You get a kind of a disappearance of the PC. Of course, it's the thing which is versus the terminal. So then its mission is to make the terminal disappear. So, of course, you do get a kind of a disappearance of the mass and everything else if you're running on the wrong side. And if you run the op term as the PC's terminal by mistake, they give you just motivator, motivator, motivator. Look at what those water bucks did to us. Look at what those water bucks did to us, tigers, man. Now, you cannot decide on the basis of what you think is good or bad, because the PC may have entirely different ideas on the subject. What you think is good or bad has nothing to do with it. This PC has a terminal called a bum. Well, there are two items here. One is a bum, and the other one is a saint. And you say immediately, well, naturally the PC would dislike a bum more than he would dislike a saint, so therefore, by the quality of the item, the PC's terminal is bum. Oh, man, that just does not work. If you put a bum and a saint and you down on the tone scale, and a saint was the PC's terminal, you would be absolutely fascinated at how saints will solve problems. They solve them by chicanery, treachery, by knifing people wrongly. They're really characters, man. These saints. Huh. But a bum, he's nice, he's sweet, he never gets in anybody's road, he never bothers anybody. starts to be the kind of a weird, it just doesn't add up. See? So it isn't the quality of the item. And I think basically most of your trouble comes perhaps from deciding that you can decide which this PC is. Is he a bum or is he a saint? Is he a water buck or is he a tiger? Because he's got the attributes of both. That's what makes it all so god darn confoundedly confusing. He's been in the middle of this fight so long that he's allied himself to the op-term, and he's been against the op-term, and he's always been the terminal, but he's sometimes been for the terminal and sometimes against it, and he's just all mixed up, see? So the goal that you get for the PC could turn out to be the opposition goal, and the PC's terminal could be turn out to be the opposition terminal, and the PC's modifier turns out to be the modifier for the opposition goal, and it's just all So getting a 3D package doesn't mean that you've got a straight 3D that you can run at all. You now have to set that 3D up and set it together, and you have to use certain adjudications by which to do this. Now, you're not going to hurt a PC by running the factual and true 3D package on the 7 December command series. Why? If you look it over very carefully, you'll find out there's as much op-term in it as there is term. It'll be a little upsetting to the PC, and so on. But it will run. It will run. And that could fool you, too. That could fool you, too. Because it won't run anywhere near as well as if you have it in the right direction. But it's not going to damage the PC. You're going to get something done. You're going to get something done one way or the other because you've got that command package which is designed to take care of this error. But because the command package is designed to take care of the error, you can, of course, make an error. You can be fooled because it's running well into believing you've got it right. And sooner or later, it's going to be all wrong. And it just isn't going to run right, and the PC isn't going to make good games, and so forth. Now, you can run the 7 December 1961 3D commands and actually wind up with all of the needle phenomena that you wind up with the proper terminal while running the op-term. You can run the op-term as the PC's terminal, and you can have the tone arm go up and stick, and so on. So there's nothing to adjudicate on the meter. It'll run the same way. But it won't do much for the PC. It won't do as much for the PC, not by a long way. So it's a good thing to sort it out. Now, in the first place, a PC who is running wrong way too is running under a misconception. And sooner or later, they are going to find out that they're telling themselves lies. And it's the way they're lying to themselves that damages them rather than the commands. They keep saying to themselves, well, us tigers, and them water bucks, and us nice tigers, and those water bucks. And this is the other thing that is wrong. You get the wrong level chains. Let me tell you something about wrong levels. If you were to carelessly jump a level, and without getting levels in sequence, if you were just suddenly skip a level and run something else, you know, just make up your mind suddenly, without assessing it, that the PC's trouble was drainage. And you say, how might drainage solve that problem? It doesn't register on the meter or anything else. You run the PC on this for a little while, and the PC starts getting pretty upset. It will turn on the PC's psychosomatics as opposed to the somatics. If you run the wrong level on the PC, you turn on the psychosomatics of the PC. Now, what is a psychosomatic? That is a chronic pain which amounts to a physical illness with which the PC has been afflicted for a very long time. They turn on and they don't turn off. Now, that's what happens when you run the wrong level. So let's say we just picked it out of our head and said drainage. And this PC has had a peculiarity. They've had a susceptibility to styes. And as we run this, they're going to get styes. They're going to get styes. That's all there is to it. So if you run the op term, you turn on the psychosomatics of the PC. You tend to turn on the psychosomatics of the PC. You won't necessarily, because you're running wrong levels. You see, you're assessing the op term and not assessing the terminal. And the terminal goes by a different series of levels. If you don't believe this, take your PC at any given moment and assess him on the prehab scale or some little section of the prehab scale. Assess him on the terminal and then assess the op term. Don't use it. And you'll find out it'll come out an entirely different level. So you can run wrong levels doing this. Now, running the terminal doesn't turn on a psychosomatic, which is a chronic pain which amounts to an illness or a rough thing with the PC that the PC has always been afflicted with. That isn't what does that. You get another thing here. You get another thing. You get brand new somatics. And if the PC continually gets brand new somatics, and the somatic picture is different, and the things the PC has never had before are turning on, and the chronic somatics may be flickering in and out, but aren't necessarily getting very much concentration, then you're running the right levels and you're running the right terminal. But it's the only thing that would be upsetting to the PC is if you run the op term on the 7 December 1961 command, you, of course, are running the wrong levels on the PC because it has entirely different assessment value. It isn't going to kill the PC, but it's not going to make very much fast response. You get a PC, the PC is always, well, I'll give you a good one. The PC years ago got rid of their terror stomach. Got it early auditing, did a good job. No terror stomach, they haven't had terror stomach. That's one thing that they're cheerful and happy about. If you're busy, you're busily, happily running the terminal. See, you're running the terminal. They haven't been bothered with this for years. And you run the wrong level. See? You just pick out drainage at will. Nothing with any response. It shouldn't have come up at this time. They're going to run drainage. And the PC goes for this because, you see, drainage, that explains a great deal to them. So that's who you got it off of. The PC's been selling you drainage, you see? And you run this, and their terror stomach comes on. I said, but I got rid of this years ago. Mind you, now you're running the terminal and everything fine. You're just running the wrong level. A terror stomach comes on. Until you go back and get the right level and bring it on up to date, the terror stomach tends to stay on, and then the terror stomach fades out and washes away. You see that as an experimental action. That's an experimental action. All right, so therefore, running the op term, of course, you're getting the chronic somatics on, but you're not getting new somatics on. Now we're running the terminal. We're running it by proper level. The PC remembers having had a neck ache when they were 16 and haven't had much of a neck ache since. And now they've got a neck ache, which is maybe in that place and maybe in a different place, but it's one awful, horrible neck ache. And they don't remember having a neck ache exactly like that neck ache, and it turns on, and it's much stronger, and it's much harder than they ever had a neck ache on before. And before you have a chance to sympathize with them very much, why, it's all changed. Or you ask them toward the end of the session, well, how's your neck ache? And you say, neck ache? What neck ache? What neck ache? Well, it's that neck ache that you had earlier. Oh, and that one. Well, that wasn't anything. God, you should feel this backache. You're getting a changing somatic pattern. So running the op term, you fix the somatics, and they stay on the same session after session after session, or intensify or increase. And running the terminal, you get a shift. Now, you can normally expect the somatics to materialize inside the PC's bodies and at the back of the PC's body, particularly at the back of the PC's body, in the back of the neck, in the back of the head, and inside the head, and inside the stomach, and all that. You can expect somatics to materialize in the most unlikely places. That's running the terminal. And running the opposition terminal, you tend to get fixed somatics. You only get the fixed somatic because you're running the levels out of sequence. It's the only reason I'm stressing running levels out of sequence. It isn't that you're going to find a bunch of bum levels for the PC. You can get a level that's a little bit corny or a little bit off or something like that, and your PC isn't going to get any trouble on you. It's picking out something like, I know what's the matter with this PC. Drainage. You run drainage. Yeah, that's what's the matter with the PC. That's absolutely right. That is so true. Only it belonged 20 levels up the line. And you picked it now. You jumped it wildly out of sequence. And it'll turn on the PC's chronic somatics, the like of which you never heard of. And if it's a good level, it really applies to the terminal that you're running, you see, the op term, or the terminal. It really applies. If it's a good level, it's very logical. Well, it'll pull that Gauss problem mass just to, oh, man, it'll just rip it up and marvelous, you know? Leave the PC sitting in somatics that then don't move until you catch up with them with proper assessments. So you've unnecessarily put your PC in misery for a couple of more weeks than you should have. That's what happens when you run an out-of-sequence level, and that's what happens when you run the op term. And that's all that happens when you run the op term. Now, what I've been talking to you about is in the basis and state of flux. A lot of this material, however, is based on very good observation. And I give it to you apologetically only for this reason, because I have not had time or the data to codify you up a perfect card, which when you put the pointing arrow to zero, it says down at the bottom, Waterbuck Terminal, Tiger Opterm. And I haven't been able to do that. But I think you will see, accumulated an awful lot of indicators which can serve you very, very well. They're quite true indicators. But you have to know the story of this, and you have to know it very well. You have to know what the Thetan was doing and how the Thetan got into this horrible mess. This Thetan may be sitting there telling you, trying to be proud about it all, but telling you, well, I have been a Waterbuck for a long time, and us Waterbuck, we're really, really quite the thing, you know, us Waterbuck are. Except sometimes. I seem to keep remembering shooting Waterbuck one time or another down in South Africa. I mean, we kept shooting Waterbuck. We just slaughtered Waterbuck all over the place. The river was just running with Waterbuck. Oh, Waterbuck, boy, what a dead one. See, shameful, isn't it? You have to realize that he's of the mixed mind, that he must preserve this thing because he's been overwhelmed by it because of his overts, and he must get rid of this thing. And his attention is so confoundedly fixed on it that he isn't going to get his attention on much of anything else, not in life. His thinkingness and educational restrictions, by the way, are all contained in the terminal. You say, what skills are you mainly... What skills do you really consider yourself good at? And this is another test, by the way. I just happened to think of this one. You could say, what skills are you really good at, and what can you really do, and how does that compare to Waterbuck, the terminal? And Tiger, what skills could you really do? Tiger, well, I don't like the spring, don't have too much to do with springing, and so on. I don't like red meat. I never eat any red meat, as a matter of fact. So on. I sure don't like sleeping in wet woods. Oh, I've never been able to do that. And springing in high school, a broad jump, I could never pass a broad jump. I just never could pass a broad jump. And so, yeah, I don't think it had too much to do with Tiger, but I can swim. I can swim very well. And I'm pretty good at dodging. Dodge extremely well, yes. Remember playing football, used to That was what I was really good at, dodging. Yeah, I was really good at dodging. And swimming, yes, I was captain of the swimming team. Yes, matter of fact, got the statewide medal until I broke my neck. so forth. And it'll be that kind of a story. His skill pattern will also fit with his terminal and will not fit with his off-term. You say, well, what kind of a tiger would you make? Me? Tiger? That's a new thought. Oh, well, yes, I'd make a very good tiger. Always have been very, very good as a tiger. Doesn't mean anything, Tom. So the only real danger you're running is the running of the wrong level. And the only thing that will do is give you another package that you'll have to run at some time or another on the other level. So it is not a killing the PC. Now, you think it might come clear on auditing, but it very often doesn't. Now, how long does the PC dramatize his terminal during a run? How long can you expect a PC to be dramatizing his terminal or his op term or his goal or his op term or his op goal or something like that? Well, I can't give you any figures, but actually it's a couple, 3 weeks of auditing anyway, auditing on levels. They'll come up with stuff. Because what the devil, you've got the whole educational pattern of the PC, the whole experiential pattern of the PC, and it's all composed of these various factors. So they'll keep manifesting themselves. But the PC will try to withhold his terminal as you're auditing him, and that's what makes your rudiments go out. The PC will become very sensible during a run of all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, that's a skill of a water buck. I better not do it. See, I'm really not a water buck. And the visible withhold of the water buck comes up and makes the PC stack up withholds, and then the thing won't read. He won't get a read on the thing. All the PC is doing is withholding his terminal. Because that's all the PC has been doing for trillennia, is trying to withhold this terminal from action. If this PC could go off in a corner someplace and be absolutely sure that never thereafter would a water buck ever breathe or jump on Earth, the PC would probably sit there for millennia, perfectly happy in accomplishment of having utterly restrained this water buck from ever functioning again. And his mission would have been totally complete. He wouldn't be happy sitting in the corner. But his concept of good and his duty and that sort of thing is sufficiently high that that's exactly what he would do. He'd feel very self-satisfied about the whole thing. Withholding his terminal. I would say offhand that the terminal is not necessarily harder to get than the opposition terminal, but the terminal is more chronically withheld. You're liable to find the PC in the present life associating with his op term on a friendly, scratch the eyes out basis. Actually, very closely associating with his op term, but not associating with his terminal. You won't find him very often associating with his terminal. Kind of wanting to be his terminal, had goals to be the terminal, and so forth. But if anyone stood up, he'd be more likely if Waterbuck walked in the room, you know, and say, "Well, I guess I'll be going now. Didn't realize you had such low taste to the hostess," you know, sort of to himself. "I didn't realize you associated with criminals of this particular type, water bucks." No association with the terminal, association with the op-term. Close association with the op-term. Intimate. Always swinging into its perimeter. Hate like hell to be there, too, the whole time. Horrible, you know. It's something we wouldn't associate with if we possibly could help it, so we associate with it all the time. But actively not really associating, as a general rule, with the actual terminal. Actual terminal is something else, and it is over there, and we don't have too much to do with that kind of person, do we? If the PC had children, you can just hear the PC saying, "Well, now that's fine, but let's not go off in the direction of studying water buckery." For myself, of course, I could, if I had to, I could study water buckery, I could, and so forth. I've, matter of fact, often been active in that particular field, but not you children. Not your Savior. That's for us hardened sinners. That's for something else. But of course, I never would be one. You understand that? Those are the general attitudes, and I hope in some way that helps you sort some PCs out. Maybe we'll have a little indicator that we'll pin on the side of the E-meter someday, and you feed the terminal in on a slip of paper, and it instantly comes up. If it's blue, if it comes out blue, it is correct, and if it comes out red, it is incorrect, or something of that sort. We don't happen to have that gimmick right now. We have to depend on you and your good sense. If your PC is running painfully, you are probably right. If your PC is good and in pain and it's miserable and it's terrible and the tone arm is going up and hitting clank and so forth, it's probably all right. On the other hand, if the PC is just getting sort of invisible and getting nowhere and they don't have any somatics except their chronic somatic of the pain in the end of their ear or something is now on much harder than it's ever been on before, and they've had that pain for a long time, and so on, and they're running lots of motivator, and so on. But with the data I've given you today, you should actually be able to look at your PC during a run or after a run or something like that and be able to tell whether the PC is running the right terminal or the wrong one. But right now, I tell you, it's in the lap of the gods and the judgment of auditors. Thank you.